Blog Talk Radio.
That's really killing me. I don't know if we should be saying those words today. This is Norman Knight coming to you live from Cat Harbor, Virginia. 347-945-6713 is the number. Call in the fat left-hander. That's 347-945-6713. Yeah, we're going to talk about Gabrielle Gifford tonight. Let's give her 1 minute of silence starting right now. And anybody who's listening to the show, just wish and hope for her recovery. We're going to miss her. Okay, we're back here. Stunning what happened in Arizona. Absolutely stunning in Tucson. A representative is good enough to come out and meet the people. Somebody walks up to them and shoots them. Now, we just can't do things like that. If that's how we deal with each other, then maybe we should all just get guns and go down to the OK Corral. Very, very distressing and disturbing indeed, that sequence of events down there in Tucson. I mean, Gabrielle Gifford was a Blue Dog Democrat. There's no real love in my heart for her. But she did vote for the health care bill. But I wouldn't want what happened to her to happen to anybody. I sure wouldn't want somebody walking up to John Boehner and shooting him. I sure wouldn't want somebody walking up to George W. Bush, even when he was president, and shooting him. Gosh, I wouldn't want somebody walking up to me and shooting me. We have to be able to disagree with each other. I believe in the life, and I believe in the pursuit of happiness, and I believe in liberty. Oh, excuse me. I'm really disturbed by this. Give me a call. Somebody tell me what you think is going on out there. 347-945-6713. I mean, that's all we do, it seems, in America, is shoot each other. Let me see who's in the chat room, if there's anybody. Where's that chat room? Hey, I got a lot of guests in the chat room. 2-20-22, how are you? What do you think about what happened to Gabrielle Giffords and to those other people who died? Guest 22-142, what do you think about it? A federal judge, dead. Aide to the congresswoman, dead. 9-year-old girl, for God's sakes, who wants just to go and see how her government works, wants to go and meet her representative, walks down the street to the local Safeway where she's probably been 1,000 times before. Bang, somebody pulls a trigger. 9 years old. And I don't think we can dismiss it, people. I don't think we can dismiss it as the actions of a deranged person. It's too easy to do that. Oh, this is an anomaly. This isn't the normal. This isn't how we react. God bless us. Maybe this is how we all react when it comes down to it. I've done my share of screaming and shouting. I've done my share of pounding on the desk, and I'm going to do it again. I'm sure I'm going to do it again. And I felt, I could only call it hate. I felt that inside myself. But there's nothing it's just horrible. Horrible. To start shooting. I could imagine shouting at her. I could imagine screaming at her. I can imagine pounding my fists on a desktop. I might even imagine pushing and shoving. But to pull out an automatic weapon and shoot somebody, unmistakably destructive. But is that where we come from, Fred? I see you there in the chat room. You have anything to say about this, any of you guys? Why oh God, I might have some callers here. Let me go back to the, I still got nobody on the live line, 347-945-6713. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to kill each other? Come on, Tea Partiers, call in. Tell me how we're supposed to affect all this. Tell me something about the Tea Partiers. 347-945-6713. Come on, all you guys who want to take our government back. Is this how we take our government back? Do we load our guns, walk up to people unsuspecting at a town meeting with little children and judges and people just trying to work and make a living and start shooting them? Because if it's time to start shooting, then we all going to end up shooting at each other. We've done it once before in our history. We shot at each other for almost 4 or 5 years. Amazing. And why her? Why shoot her? She's not a flaming left-hander like me. She's not a right-wing fanatic like Rush Limbaugh. Is this what all our talking has come to? Is this just where we let ourselves? Let me go back to the chat room, see if anybody's saying anything there. Gosh, somebody call in. There's the chat room. Come on, somebody comment about this woman. 40 years old, in the prime of life. You can't vote her out? You shoot her out? Is that the answer? I don't know. What do you think? Somebody help me here. What am I supposed to do or think? We supposed to lock the country down? Should we put cops everywhere? I sure certainly hope not. But that's generally our reaction as a country to some of this. Cops, more prisons, more airport guards. Freedom be damned. Well, I'm sick of it. What should the Congress do? What is a government if words have no meaning? Yeah, wow. What is a government if words have no meaning? If words have no meaning, then a government is nothing. I think that's what the shooter actually may. I thought I read that. Yeah. What is government if words have no meaning? But words do have meaning. Try this for a word. Dead. That has real meaning. Try this for a word. 9 years old. Dead. You know, yesterday, January the 10th, was the 235th anniversary of the publication of Thomas Paine's Common Sense. I don't know how many of you have read Thomas Paine's Common Sense, but there are some words, and they have a lot of meaning. If you take the time to read them or listen to them and have them sink into your head, they have a lot of meaning. One of Paine's opening remarks about there is, the reason we have government is because of our vices. That has a lot of meaning. There's a lot of rotten stuff about us. I believe that we can come forth and that the goodness, the good parts of us, the gentleness of us, the desire to keep each other alive among us will triumph over the bad things. Good people don't need government. Unfortunately, we're not all good, and none of us are good all of the time. The question becomes, how much government do we need? What is government if words have no meaning? God bless it. Words have a meaning. Let me go see if I can get anybody to come in and talk to me live. I really would like some callers here. I got all five open. 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number. Let's take Mr. I guess it's Logner. I don't even know how you say it. Somebody put it up in the chat room. What is government if words have no meaning? Come on, somebody tell me what that means. Words do have meaning. It's not always their intended meaning. Human beings communicate with each other. A place where I work, its intention is to try. And I think we do a pretty good job of it. Teach people how to be effective communicators. I'm so distressed right now by this whole thing. I can't even get the motto perfectly straight in my mind. But essentially, effective communication. If communication is effective, words have meaning. And if words have meaning and people can come to agree about things, then we have government. Not tyranny, but government. Not licentiousness, but government. And I'd be the first to admit we need as little as possible. Like, not even admit, advocate. Government protects us from our own vices. Government, I don't know, I'm trying to imagine somebody called me up and said, Norm, your wife's just been shot. She was doing a town hall. It's horrible. You know, everybody had the chance to come out and throw figurative stones at Gabrielle Giffords. You know, I don't like the fact that John Boehner got elected congressman from his district in Ohio. In fact, I hate it. I'm not happy that John Boehner is a Catholic and acts some of the ways that he does. I hate it. But I don't think anybody should shoot him. I would never. Unbelievable. The only way to settle something, you can't argue about it. You can't engage in the the exchange of ideas. No, then your words might have to have some meaning. And it's easy not to have meaning. It's easy to be a nihilist. It's easy to be a why we can't do something. Then a how do we do it? You know, I don't want to pretend I'm some Pollyanna, because I'm not. There's people starving in this gosh-blessed country of ours. Yeah, it's ours, the United States of America. Starving. That makes me very depressed. Very, very depressed. I have to admit, what can I say? I don't know. Somebody give me a call. I don't want to talk about this all by myself. What is government if words have no meaning? How can words have no meaning? Now, if you don't mean what you say, that's an entirely different thing. I don't know. Maybe I should just close up shop tonight. Let's go back to the chat room. Take back the White House? Take it back from who, Fred? Why don't I believe in Second Amendment remedies? That is the most, that's pretty amazing. I would rather why not just disband the Constitution and start over then? Second Amendment remedies. I guess that's what the militias did in the South during the Civil War. They tried to find a second remedy, Second Amendment remedy. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people died. And what they didn't want to happen is exactly what did happen. Why don't you call me up on the phone and we can talk about Second Amendment remedies voice to voice? Yeah, but you don't think that I'm a Second Amendment person, do you? That wasn't a Second Amendment action. That was a coward's action to just walk up, pull out a Glock, and start shooting at people. That is a coward. Sam Adams was not a coward. Thomas Paine was not a coward. Thomas Jefferson was not a coward. John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, they were not cowards. They may have been fearful, and I sure would have been, but they weren't cowards. Walk up and shoot an unsuspecting person in the head, and then that's not a Second Amendment remedy. I don't think. Let's see if anybody's calling in. And I still got nobody in my call room. I got some live ones in my chat room. I guess he probably thought it was okay to put the gun sights on those 8 districts. I wonder what those congressmen are thinking now in those other 8 districts. Fact is, more people voted for Gabrielle Giffords than voted for her opponent. No question about that. And if I remember right, Gabby Gifford was a very forceful Second Amendment advocate. Unbelievable. I guess FMM just decided to leave the show. Second Amendment remedies. What is government if words have no meaning? Stop. We have to stop thinking that those people are crazy, because they're not. They might not do what most people like, but they're not crazy. They're not mentally disturbed. They see the world differently. I don't know what we can do about any of them. Who knows? Who wants to be the 20,000th Norma Knight? Listen, we've got 18 or 19,826 in the book. Another interesting, you know what the Congress should do if they had any real stones? They should have a town meeting nationwide. Every congressman should go back to his own district, go into the shopping or the parking lot of a shopping mall, and have a town meeting all at the same time, all connected to each other by the internet. And we should stand for the right to be free. To where people have more trust and courage in themselves than to walk into a parking lot with an automatic pistol and shoot people. Or, as some people say, and it is disgusting to use the Second Amendment remedy. Oh, yeah? You got you out there with the Second Amendment remedy? I'm a veteran. Are you? Yeah, are you a veteran mortal man? I am. But I don't want to end anymore. I'm a little baffled by this whole thing. We're 30 minutes into the show. We're going to take back the White House. Yeah, maybe you will. Who cares? Who cares if we got to shoot each other? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we got to be lovey-dovey and hug each other. And I'm not saying that there might not come a time when, in the course of human events, it does become necessary for one group to dissolve the political bonds which bind them to another. Maybe that will happen sometime. But let's walk away without shooting guns at each other. Unbelievable. Take back the White House from Barack Hussein Mohammed Obama. He doesn't own the White House. It belongs to all of us. He's the current renter. Amazing. Get on the line, Fred. I want to talk to you. Don't just stay in the chat room. 347-945-6713. Let's use the debate remedy. Let's talk to each other face to face, or at the very best, at least on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so sad. A woman. Still no callers. Still no callers. Oh, where are you when I need you there, Patsy? Where are you? Where are you when I need you, Carl? Come on, Colt, give us a call in. Somebody call me or stay in the chat room. I guess it's safe there. Not that it's unsafe. I mean, why would you... I don't know. 416, what do you have to say? 24-480, 22-505. Oh, my God, you just mentioned somebody's name and their number and they're gone. So what do you think of that idea? Norm's idea. What do you think? We just have a town meeting. You know, I guess 1 o'clock on the West Coast to 4 o'clock on the East Coast. Everybody comes together at once. Everybody tweets each other at once. Everybody text messages each other at once. And our representatives stand before us. Confident that we won't kill them. We can't let the actions of people who seek Second Amendment remedies, as my chat room friend says, we can't let them take the government from us. Let's take it back from them. Anyway, let's see what's going on in my tweet world. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Norman Constantine. Oh, why can't I find tweet? I'll end up destroying the chat room. There we go. I can get a tweet here. TWITTER.com. You know, if you want to tweet Norm, it's 347. Something is technically wrong. Oh, gosh, my Twitter's not working. My Twitter's not working. Very bad, very bad. No calls. Let's see my chat room buddies. The last thing somebody told me in the chat, they were going to take back the White House from Barack Hussein, Mohammed Obama. I wonder if he'd have the... Well, it doesn't matter. The president isn't doing me a whole lot of warm fuzzies either these days. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to take back his house from him. Like he's got no right to live there. He and his family, they're United States citizens. Somebody talk to me. It's so weary sitting here talking to yourself, even by a topic that fires you up. Let's talk about some of the brave things that happened. who's a young kid, can't even drink, sitting next to the congresswoman, happens to have a little EMT training, and manages to stop the explosive bleeding from her head so that they have a chance to keep her alive at the hospital. And by God, they did. But there's bravery. Let's talk about the woman who sees the shooter take out the clip from his gun to put a new one in. I don't know if he had 20 clips or 30 clips, but to put a new one in. And if it's not for her, probably a score more people would be dead. The federal judge who gave his life. Those people were scared, probably scared, sick to their stomachs. But they were brave because they acted in spite of that fear. Debate my wife about the Second Amendment. Now, why would you say a thing like that? I'm a Second Amendment fan. I might be the only liberal in the United States who's pro-gun. But that congresswoman was not attacking anyone. Debate my wife about the Second Amendment. Why would you even say a thing like that? Just because you believe in the right to bear arms doesn't mean that you... I don't know what I think anymore. I always thought if the government turns despotic, I want to have a gun so I can go become a Minuteman and all that other kind of good stuff. Those romantic dreams of that revolution that I read about when I was a little boy. Well, it's not so romantic anymore. People die. Guns kill people. They don't care who's at the end of the barrel. Anyway. Oh, I'm weary. Why can't I get to my tweet? Still no callers. Nobody's got the guts. 347-945-6713. Unless you start swearing, I won't hang up on you. Anybody got the stones? I'm sure there are candidates I might have even voted for before Gabrielle Giffords. Not the Republicans. But there are some, I'm sure. But that doesn't mean I think she should be shot. It doesn't accomplish anything. Oh, well. I'm going to see what tweets I can find here. I think I got a Twitter on my phone. That's a Facebook. Let's see if I can do it this way. Oh, I got such fat fingers. I'm sorry there's so much dead air right now, but... Nobody's calling me. The chat room people just seem to be listening to me rave. I got guys telling me to go debate my wife about the Second Amendment. Oh, here's my Twitter. You know, I just read something on my Twitter. It's actually an education tweet. But one of the things the school administrator does is try to exercise leadership by managing the conflict over scarce resources in schools. Well, that's what government does. It moderates scarce resources in schools and places. And somebody says, no, you can't have those because they're going over here. Those words have meaning. Those words have lots and lots of meaning. Let's see what else I got here in my tweet. Hey, you know, I just was playing a Flogging Molly song this afternoon. To lighten the mood a little, Flogging Molly's playing a new show in Stockholm, Sweden. June 21st. Boy, wouldn't that be fun to go to. Yeah, Norm at Night's on the air. Oh, I didn't even know that Jane McGonigal was married. Nancy Pelosi. Now, there's a woman with stones. She's going to Tucson, Arizona, and she's going to walk right in and stand in the same parking lot. That is an amazing action on the part of Nancy Pelosi. Do I not have a show on? What happened to my switchboard? There, I'm still called in. I'm hoping you can still hear me. Let me go check the board. Looks like I got some more activity in the I don't know what's going on here. Hey, guest, come on, somebody join in. Don't let Fred talk the whole show. Oh, gosh. I don't know, we got 15 minutes to go. I don't know what's the answer to this whole thing. Let me go see what's on some more twits. Still no caller. Oh, so blizzards. It's fortunate I don't have anything interesting for you here. Toby Education, Guteri. Ah, the urban school. A lot of people doing different things here. God, I can't believe that I only that, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't deserve more than 83 listeners. Hey, all your followers, come on out and follow me on Twitter. That's TWITTER, twitter.com. Look up Norm Const or N Constantine or Norman Constantine and give me a follow. Hey, do I got a caller coming through? No, of course not. Hello? Nothing in there. I don't know. There's nothing too much going on here. What? I'm so glad that Nancy Pelosi's going out there. I really am. The whole Congress should be going to their districts. I'm telling you, that's what they should do. They should have a giant nationwide town meeting in every congressional district in the United States at the same time. Here's a little song for you.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call?
Yeah, why does no one call me? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I know you're out there in the chat room. I know you come and listen to my archives, but I just, well, let me go see who's in the chat room still. Most people are gone. Maybe I'll just end a little early. Hey, actually, so I do not forget, for the month of February, the first Tuesday of February, Norman Knight is moving back to 11 o'clock. We're only going to be on a half hour live. We'll continue to record the show if there's still people talking here to get you in the stream. But it's really depressing. I'm a grandfathered original Blog Talk radio guy when it was free, and they were begging you to just fill up space. And I should be over the magical 20,000 listener mark soon. But Norm at Night, starting the first Tuesday in February. I'm not sure what date that is right now, but that first Tuesday in February, Norm at Night, moving back to 11 o'clock by the demand of Block Talk Radio, because I keep the show free. I keep the show non-commercial. But let me see what else is going on here. I don't know if I still have Twitter here. I do. A lot of software in my phone, you know. Let's go see what's happening in Facebook. Oh, excuse me. We're in the last 5 minutes here, actually the last 9 minutes. The guests are disappearing fast. Come on, 416, have something to say. It always makes a better show. Still no callers tonight, but there's lots of activity in that locker room. So I hope that, and in that chat room, so I hope we're going to get some people here and go over that 20,000 mark. Oh, boy. Excuse me. I'm getting a little pooped here. You know, all these there's just so much bad stuff going on. Try to have a democracy and we shoot each other. I don't know. Maybe there isn't any other way to do it. I just don't know anymore. I just have this soft, gravelly voice, and I can't even use it to speak to anybody in a numerable way. Well, you know what? Let me go back in the chat room one more time. Hey, 416, thanks for staying with us tonight. We hope you had an interesting and entertaining time while you were here. I wish you'd come on the airwaves sometime, maybe next week. Hey, 26339, welcome, welcome. We got about 5 minutes left here tonight. So what do you have that you might want to put forward to us? You can drop it right here in the chat room, or you can come over to the switchboard and give us a call at 347-945-6713. Oh, man, am I pooped? Am I pooped? I don't know. I'm just about at the end of my rope. We got about 5 minutes left. I got a lot of bad habits I got to purge myself of. Oh, but let's have a little Italian music. Hey, I got a quick here. Hey.
Hey, Guy, how you doing?
Well, not bad. It's been chilly since 9 o'clock.
Oh. Well, yeah, I took a nap. I only just...
The chat room, a lot of Second Amendment, what do they call it? Second Amendment remedy, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sharon Angle, she coined that phrase. So.
Yeah, well, maybe she should get an indictment for murder, too.
Oh, well. Well, the only thing I have to say is that crazy people will do crazy things, and that's all there is.
And the other big announcement, 19,000, 1826, so it should come any day now.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. I'm not saying anything.
The other big announcement is starting February 1st, Norman Knight is going back to 11 o'clock.
Oh,
not
okay.
Not by demand, but by Blog Talk order.
Oh, really? So 11.
Yes, three shows can be in prime time after February 1st.
Okay, that's 11 o'clock your time? Or 11?
8 o'clock time.
8 o'clock
is that better? Your time.
Okay, so it's 8 o'clock your time. No.
8 o'clock your time.
Okay.
And 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, well, that's...
And you said before that 8 o'clock was better than 6 o'clock for you.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. I can live with that.
We're only going to be on for a half hour live, but we'll stream, I don't know, for as ever long I want to go.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying.
Yeah, that sounds okay. So, yeah, I mean, I know it's a little bit late for you, but if it's only half an hour, I guess you can live with it.
You know, actually, it's better because it's not in the middle of the night then. You know, I could actually do some work for 3 or 4 hours and then go be on the show at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Really, it kind of stinks, and it takes so much energy. Like, when I hang up in 60 seconds, I don't have any energy to go do anything but crawl in bed.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, so
you end up bringing a lot of work home from school or what?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of stuff I could have done tonight.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the Tucson deal?
I've listened to all of this soul searching that's going on and other people trying to associate, emotionally charged rhetoric, with the blame or the cause of the situation. And it's misguided to go that route. Now, if you want to... address the coarseness of the national conversation, that's fine, because indeed it is less than civil in some cases. But I wouldn't associate I wouldn't associate this assassination with it. You know, like I said earlier, crazy people are going to do crazy things. That's the way that is. There isn't very much we can do about these lone people
I don't think he was a lone wolf.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody planned it with him. I mean, I don't mean it's like a giant conspiracy. But I don't think he's thinking by himself.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I, I had some guy call up to the chat room and said, what is government if words have no meaning?
What is government if words have no meaning?
That was this guy's famous saying. That was the question he asked to her the first time he saw her.
Yeah.
Get off my show with that, like you think I didn't never heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard things similar to that. And, you know, well, is it that words have no meaning or that the actions they take have no meaning? That is, that for every law they pass, there'll always be a loophole. And very often the loopholes are built into the very same laws they pass.
All words have meanings.
Yeah. But if I pass a tax law for everyone, but I allow a loophole for you know, my friends, it isn't the words, it's the law. It's the action that has no meaning.
I guess. I'm too tired to argue. I'm going to bed. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
And we're still 9 o'clock, and the week after, we're still 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay, this is until February.
Right. This is, what's the date today, the 11th?
Yeah.
So the 18th and the 25th are still, and then I guess the first February day would be February 2nd?
Oh, well, let me take a peek.
If the 25th is a Tuesday, 7 days would be 32.
Yeah.
So
February
2nd.
Yeah,
25 Tuesday, 26, 27, 28.
February 1st, right.
And 30. Oh, it is February 1st. It's the
right,
Tuesday.
February 1st is the first Tuesday.
And that is the day that Norman Knight goes back to 30 minutes streaming, though you can still, I think, like you have callers and stuff in the queue, you could still do the show afterwards. Most
yeah.
of the listeners are all, what do you call that? Archives anyway.
Right. Yeah, like right now we're in the overtime queue or whatever.
Right. But somebody, that's right, you could not be listening on the radio. The only way you could be listening now is if you were called in.
Right. Or if you download, of course.
Well, you can't download. Yeah, because we haven't stopped.
Yeah.
After you download it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't download it while people are still talking to it.
Yeah, I think it takes about an hour or so before it gets in the archive.
Yeah, it'll be in my blog tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds good.
That's all for Norm at Night. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good, man. Take care.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.